Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer, of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. I understand that recently there's been some very good news announced for the University of Pittsburgh campus in Bradford. Both you and Senator Scarnati were involved in making sure that they got some much-needed money for some big facility improvements. What's going on here?
Well, a very important project in our region is moving forward. Senator Scarnati and I recently announced that we have secured $1 million in state funding for the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. This is in addition to the $2 million we secured last year for this particular project to assist in funding the building of an academic building on the campus for programs that will be created for engineering and information technology. It's certainly exciting for our region. We've been working for quite some time now to bring additional engineering programs to Pitt Bradford. It's something that will benefit our entire region for many years to come. Employers throughout the region have told us they need additional employees with this type of training. And if we can train engineers in this region, we're very hopeful that we can keep them in this region and employ them in this region. So this is going to help employers. This is going to help students. It's going to help the entire region. The project total cost is $22 million. This gives us $3 million to get the project going. And we're certainly hopeful of obtaining more funding in the future. But the important part is the project is moving forward, and it's great news for our region.
And of course, the forest products industry is very big in northwestern Pennsylvania. And I understand you recently got to tour one of the largest employers that's in that industry from over in Cameron County. What are some of the details?
Well, I had the opportunity this week to tour Emporium Hardwoods, and that's, of course, an emporium, and it's an impressive operation. It's a very large and modern sawmill operation. One thing pointed out to me is that it takes 35 log truck loads just to operate the mill on one day, which is a tremendous amount of logs. The forest products industry is one of the cornerstones of our economy in northwestern and north central Pennsylvania, and this is one of the largest employers in Cameron County. So it was great to tour this operation, and certainly I'm a strong advocate for the forest products industry and will continue to be.
You're also chairman of the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee, and that means you're going to be visiting Ag Progress Days this coming week in State College, and I understand the committee is also going to be having a meeting. What's going on?
Well, the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee will join with the Senate Ag and Rural Affairs Committee to hold an informational meeting next week at Ag Progress Days to discuss dangerous livestock disease threats and also the importance of biosecurity efforts to keep our food supply secure. There really is nothing more important than keeping our food supply secure, and we're looking forward to the information that is presented, and it really helps us as we develop policy in Harrisburg. The meeting is going to be held on Wednesday, August 14th at 9:30 a.m. at the Russell Larson Agricultural Research Center. That's in Pennsylvania Furnace, a rural area just outside of State College. It's part of Penn State's annual Ag Progress Days. This is one of the largest outdoor agricultural expositions on the East Coast, and it draws thousands of people each year to see the newest and best when it comes to agriculture. There's a real focus on science. There's a real focus on the business of agriculture production, and just a great opportunity if anyone's able to make the trip down. There's no admission charge for this three-day event, and parking is free. So it's a great thing to come out to and would encourage folks to do so.
And we're coming up on the time when kids across Pennsylvania are going back to school, and that means that we need to be quite aware of what's going on the roads with school buses. What are some of the basics that folks need to remember?
Well, in the next couple of weeks, our students will be heading back to the classroom, and certainly it's a great time to remind motorists that children will be standing at the bus stop and some will be walking to school, and Pennsylvania law requires motorists to stop at least 10 feet away from school buses with their red lights flashing and their stop arm extended. And it's important to watch and make sure that the children are in a safe place before any vehicles start moving. And penalties for failure to follow the law involve an automatic driver's license suspension. So I think motorists need to be aware and need to constantly be focused on safety.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.